This is Kate Saffin for Fringe Review, and I am in a rather bland Edinburgh hotel somewhere, talking to Blair Christie, who founded Raised Voices in 2013, and will be having a show at Space Triplex next week. So I'm going to start by asking you about Raised Voices and what you do.
Okay. So yeah, I'm the founder of Raised Voices, and I'm the director as well, and this year with DB. We offer creative writing and performance workshops to people who have experienced homelessness and mental health issues and the like. So we do a weekly group, so we're helping combat isolation. We want to develop skills and offer people the opportunity to perform and get their stories heard by the general public. So usually we do plays based around their experiences, and especially this year we're doing one about how one of our members became homeless and telling his story.
So how many... have you got a kind of core that are regular, plus I'm guessing some of those who don't always make? What sort of numbers are you working with?
For this project, we're between 8 and 10, but we've been up to 16 before. But like I say, we've got some that have been there since the start. Some have come, some have gone, and some will dip in and out. But yeah, there is a core of around 8 to 10 people, I'd say, at the moment.
The show you're doing this time is called Real Lives.
Yeah.
But it's not the first one, is it?
No.
Tell us about some of your previous ones.
Yeah, so this is our third show. The first show we did was called Home, and it was a one guy's story to get him off the street into a flat. It was a fictional guy we created called Danny, but it was a pretty regular story.
And lots of bits from different people's lives, I guess.
Yeah, and he was going through the system, so he was going to see the DWP, and he was being sanctioned, and he was finding it hard to... He was scared about being housed, and he was meeting people who had given different advices. Some friends were saying, don't do it, stay on the street where you're safe, you're with us, what you know. So yeah, that was really good. We had a proper director, George Williamson, in for that, so that was a great learning experience for me as well, to see how someone did it, because I've not trained in directing or before, so that was a really good learning experience for everyone as well, and it's real good.
We started with how you founded it, but I haven't asked you, how did you come to found it? What is your background in theatre?
Not at all, no. As a hobby, I've always liked performing and writing. And I was down in London living at the time, and I was not in a good place personally. And one night I met a homeless couple who were so full of life and chat and whatnot, and I got speaking to them. And I've always volunteered for charities, but I really wanted to set up one that sort of gave me what I was really interested in, which was writing and performing. So yeah, I wanted to work with homelessness, so when I moved back to Edinburgh, I set up the charity doing it, really.
This is going a little bit off performing, but I'm just interested in how and whether you link up with some of the other charities and organisations that are around, because I'm guessing in Edinburgh that there's a number of things going on.
Yeah, it's a lot of really good charities in Edinburgh for homelessness, and at the very start, because I needed, for want of a better word, access to people to come to my charity. So I linked in with Crisis. So that first Fringe show was sort of in tandem with Crisis. We wrote it for a separate project with Crisis, and then we developed the show more and then put it on at the Fringe. And since then, I've been trying to link up with more charities, but I found it a lot of them can be quite insular, where they've got their own funding or they've got their own project. So I found it hard to really open doors and sort of work with, and it's quite a frustrating thing I find, because I'm such a small charity, or Raise Voices is such a small charity, that it's hard.
And everybody's relying on volunteers.
Yeah.
And yeah. Well, let's come back to the writing of Raised Voices, the writing of Real Lives. Mm-hmm. And tell me a little bit more about how those group sessions work, the kind of activities and things that people do.
Well, for this particular one, I took an dictaphone and I had a long interview with Kevin, who's the character that we're telling the story of, or the person we're telling the story of. And then once I'd got all his interviews, I went home and I wrote a skeleton script, and I went back to the cast. We wanted some narration in there as well. We wanted certain characters to bring into it as well. So we're asking a lot of the cast to write their parts and pass it through with Kevin, so he can make it real and as close to his actual life as possible. So we wanted as many people to help with the writing as and the direction as possible, but Kevin was driving it because it was his story.
So it's a very collaborative process.
Yeah, it's almost verbatim theatre, I guess, in that sense, where we're interviewing Kevin and trying to just tell his story that way. But we also wanted to give people the freedom to write parts as well. So we've got one guy, Ian, who's doing the narrating. So he's written sort of an introduction and certain links between scenes. That so he's been great with that as well.
Yeah. And how does everybody feel about the acting bit?
Yeah, they're good. Super keen, but then if there's too many words or lines to remember, then the wheels can quickly fall off, I've found. So the idea this year is last year's play could be somewhat quite wordy, some of the parts, and there was a lot of people finding it hard to really remember their lines. So this year I'll try to sort of cut down as many lines as cut it down to as fewer lines as possible for certain people. So the acting part has come easier for them this time because they're not so worried about remembering such an amount of lines. So the acting they love, no one's trained, so we're all learning as we go along. So it's got a very raw feel, but I think with the stories that we tell, that rawness really helps because we're talking about people who have been on the streets or do maybe have addiction issues and whatnot. So it kind of helps if you've got someone who's lived that life doing it as well.
And you're telling real stories, so it doesn't have to be about the most polished of performances. We want to feel the realness of it. Now, you said it's Kevin's story, and before we started recording, that he's one of your success stories.
Yeah.
So what's happened? How's his life developed?
Well, without giving too much away about the show, I guess, he had a severe trauma, family life in the 80s that he never got resolved. It was sort of stiff upper lip, don't talk about your emotions, that sort of stereotypical, got to be a man about it. And then eventually he lost his wife and his daughter, moved out, and he lost his job, and then he ended up on the streets. But then since he ended up back in Edinburgh in a hostel, he went to crisis to get some help there, and he learned some skills, he joined some groups, and then he came to Raise Voices, and that's where his confidence really grew. And now he's got a flat, he's working full time, he's got his driver's license, he's got that sense of freedom back and independence, and he's a fantastic success story, and he comes every week. He's one of our core guys because he realizes how much he gets out of it, and you can see from his performances as well, he's a fantastic actor now. He loves ad-libbing and he loves improvising, so you can tell he's got that confidence, which is great to see.
Well, I think what it seems to be showing is just how much creative work can help people.
Yeah, I'm a great believer in the power of creativity, and I think that it's vital for anyone in life. I think if you can be creative in any way, what it will be cracking a joke to drawing a picture or writing a poem or acting or anything, it really just free the mind, and it's a great escape from someone who might not have the greatest personal life or going through particular difficulties, to come and sort of escape for a few hours a week with like-minded, friendly people and all that is brilliant for them.
I think the other thing about theatre for any group like this is the way that it's teamwork. Mm-hmm. It's an opportunity to work in a very uncompetitive, unthreatening setting with other people to create something. Mm-hmm. I think that can be very satisfying too.
Yeah.
So, Raised Voices, for anyone listening to this in Edinburgh in 2019, is going to be at Space Triplex from the 12th to the 17th of August at 3 p.m. every day. And I hope it goes really well. Thank you very much for telling me about it.
Thank you. That's brilliant. Much appreciated.